Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh, happy Tuesday, Crevo.
Yes, another great day.
Happy
to be here.
Hump Day Eve.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it positive.
Yeah, channel some of my energy, mate.
Yes, you've always come in with great energy.
Yeah, well, you've got to be positive because we do fun things around here.
That's true.
We hang out and then we talk a bit and go home. What
and
a,
then
what
I
a
get
way
to go
to
home
alive.
For a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
I did have a nap yesterday.
Oh.
It's quite good.
Treat yourself today.
Yes, I will treat myself.
You deserve
today.
It, man.
Yeah, thank you. I actually went home and I had my own little charcuterie board.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Truffle salami.
Oof.
And caramelized onion and cheddar on this, like, cheese and biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Have I taken
you from Bogan to Bougie?
I think you've taken me from Bogan to Bougie.
Switching
for
it
sure.
Around. Love you eating foie gras in no time.
I can't do foie gras.
Nah, I know why.
Damn gooses.
Yeah, exactly.
Mean.
It is mean.
You know what? I'll probably end up trying it one day just out of curiosity, but I can't do it in the meantime. You were out very late last night.
Yeah, busy one yesterday, just organising. Got a lot of new stock yesterday,
beautiful.
So just had to organise that in the shop in the afternoon. And
yep.
Just, you know, getting out, doing things and
living life.
Living life, exactly.
Living life, making that cash.
Yeah, it keeps me busy.
Yeah. Morning, Jess.
Good morning.
And how was your afternoon yesterday?
I don't remember what I did. It wasn't much, though.
Oh.
You know what? It must have been so great, because normally that's the best night when you can't remember.
Is your dog all right?
He's all right. He was playing fetch yesterday.
Oh, so good.
First time he's run around in like a week.
Is he still on like the chicken and rice?
Still on the chicken and rice.
How long has he got left on that?
Just today, I reckon.
Oh, good. That means I can make treats.
He's doing that for gains, right?
Of course.
Yeah. He's got
all the
build
protein.
Up, building
he does doggy
muscle.
CrossFit.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a CrossFit dog. Exactly.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, you have to explain this to me. We're nearly at the end of winter. Why is there snow on the Barrington Tops?
This is an excellent question.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you going snowboarding again?
Well, actually,
you're not allowed
yes.
up at Barrington, though, are you? Like, isn't it still, like, risky to drive up there?
It is. So if you can get up there from the road from the Scone end, but it's really, like, steep and there's dirt parts of the road, there's steep drop-offs. It's not safe at all. And the other
Don't
way...
Forward.
No, exactly. And the Gloucester end still got landslips and all sorts of things along the road, so you can't get through that way.
So it's a no at this point.
But it's just going to be dodgy weather for, like, up until tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, basically. So there's a strong cold front that's on the way. It's going to be hail. Gale force winds are predicted for later this morning and into this afternoon. Severe thunderstorms as well. So if you don't want your car to get hailed on...
I was about to say. I just got a new
pop
car.
Pop her away.
I don't have a garage.
No.
I wonder if I've got hail damage, like, cover on my insurance. I might need to check that today.
You should.
Yeah, I'll double check that today. If you don't know either, you might want to check your insurance.
Definitely. Now, the other situation we've got is a bit of a rail strike, yeah?
Another one.
Yeah, yay. Yet another
Where's
rail
DJ
strike.
Khaled when you need him?
What's going on with that?
So the union and the government are still yet to come to any sort of agreement on pay and all that sort of thing, but also the issue with safety on the new inner city rail fleet. So the rail union is doing a 6-hour strike today. It is going to affect the Hunter and Central Coast lines and the Newcastle to Central line as well. So if you are going to catch the train, just double check there's actually one running, or if it's buses, or there could be last minute changes, things running late, all the rest of it.
So, I thought they signed something the other day.
Well, the government put together a deed and they showed it to the union, but the deed, for it to be signed, the union had to come to an agreement on their enterprise agreement at the same time.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah, they said it wasn't ready to go, so therefore they didn't sign said deed.
Oh, poor people just trying to get to work. This is such a pain in the ass. My God, just give them what they want.
This is
Meg's negotiation tactic. Just give them what they want.
Yeah, that's why you're not running the rail
this is
system.
Right. This is why I'm on a radio show.
Exactly. So.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank. But don't get one wrong. This
is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
Meg, I had someone call out to me in Woolworths yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, Crevo, I won $100 on tank toppers.
I think I know who that was too.
And I was like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
It's so easy to win.
Three questions, basically, standing in between you and $150 worth of free fuel.
Yeah, and you can just win it just like that.
Yeah, so basically what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of trivia. We're going to play after 8 o'clock this morning and right across the workday here on UFM. We ask you a very, very general knowledge trivia question.
Oh, some of these are so easy.
Right?
Like a child could get
it. Probably. Like, they're pretty, I think they're pretty easy. But the thing is, I think they get gradually harder. Obviously, we've got to have
to.
We've got to make you work for it.
Yeah.
We'll give you a $50 fuel card if you get the first one right. Then you've got the option of going, do I want to play for $100 worth of free fuel? So we ask you another question, and then we give you the final option of playing for $150 worth of free fuel.
That's right. Obviously, get any wrong along the way, you lose a lot. But it wasn't yours to start with, so why not gamble?
Exactly. Well, yesterday, Christy, she decided not to gamble. She took the $50 there and then with us.
I forgot about
that. The first person to play tank toppers. But, you know, I understand that. Because if you do need to fill the tank, $50 is better than nothing.
Exactly. So that's how it is. We're playing later this morning. There's playing across the day. You want free petrol.
Yeah.
Don't bother being on any other radio station.
We've got $10,000 worth of it. It's like we've got like a fuel pump.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
In the studios. I don't know where the boss has got the fuel pump from.
I don't know, yeah. But that's what,
you
imagine
know what?
That.
Do they buy it from you? Because like surely you would have a fuel pump.
I wish they're actually so desirable. Like the old school ones. But no, they didn't buy it from me. I think they just got it in gift cards.
How cool would it be though if you did get an old school fuel pump? Oh. People had to come and pick up the fuel cards from you.
Oh, that's
from the fuel pump.
Now that's genius, Meg. That's genius.
I like
this. None of that's happening. Just remember what we said earlier.
Yeah, $10,000 tank top is right across your workday. We are playing after 8 o'clock this morning.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience,
yeah.
Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, Meg, this is a story for the ages. You know how we like, I guess, in this hour, to open up the book of what's possible.
Yeah, sure.
So here's, I'll just give you the headline.
Okay.
Tattoo artist disturbed after customer has orgasm while having bum inked.
Okay, all right. I don't need any more than that.
No, you got to unpack all this.
I don't need any more, that's enough.
No, unpack all this because, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay, we'll get the details. Do we need the details? Probably not. Is Crevo going to give us the details? Of course he is.
Of course I am. What are you doing?
On the other side of Lado, big energy on
what if I'm energy?
Big energy, Crevo. I'm a heart just like
a tattoo. Now, Meg, I've never had a tattoo, but normally it's like not the most comfortable or pleasant feeling, right?
It's not, you know what? It's not, for me, it's not painful. It's just uncomfortable. It's like dragging a needle across sunburn. That's the way I can describe it.
It just sounds awful to me. Anyway, this one artist apparently has made the experience rather enjoyable because he actually caused a customer to have an orgasm.
Ow!
So,
what were they getting tattooed? You said before the bum.
That's tattooed on the bum, just on the, I guess, the outside,
cheek?
The cheek. Yeah, the
how is that causing?
Not the moon surface.
There's no. Okay.
It was the moon wasn't winking.
No.
Let's just say that, right? Like, but it's one thing to be happy with a service, but there's no need for that.
I can understand.
Like, you can just leave a 5-star review on Google.
Yeah, see, I can understand if you're in the process of getting like maybe a massage or something like that around that area, maybe that would cause that kind of reaction. But a tattoo?
That's the thing. It's just so bizarre.
Did he say what they were? Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
It was a guy.
So how's this? The artist responsible for the explosive ink session is 56-year-old Andreas Curly Moore.
What a name.
Yeah, very curly in this situation. And then here's a little quote from Mr. Curly.
Yeah.
Who says, I had a customer who ejaculated when I tattooed him. He explained, I was tattooing his bum and when it was finished, he got up. And the shop manager noticed an unpleasant deposit on the bench. Deposit's a funny word, isn't it?
In reference to that particular substance, yes.
It really has a loaded meaning to it, yes. You know.
Did it say what he was getting tattooed? Like, what was the actual tattoo itself?
I think they probably erased the whole situation from their mind, because who would want to remember that?
I always find the idea, though, of getting a tattoo on your butt interesting, because it's a very tender area after you get a tattoo. Like, sitting down would not be pleasant.
It's going to suck, right? It seems the customer, this is from the story, didn't react violently enough to cause Andreas to mess up their tattoo.
Oh, there
always
you go. Good. Keeping very silent.
Keeping it profesh. So it was really just the chair that suffered from the situation.
Oh, the porch. Could you imagine being the person after that guy?
Well, I just always feel for the cleaners. You know, yeah, they're the ones that really suffer.
This
cleaners
is true.
That do a good job have a tough job.
A lot of the times, though, I know that a lot of tattoo parlors don't have cleaners because the tattoo artists normally do it afterwards.
Right.
Because they know all the sanitary guidelines and all that kind of stuff. So it was probably the tattoo artist probably had to deal with that.
I don't think
maybe
that,
if not them, the receptionist.
I don't think that comes under any of the, it comes under any of the sanitary guidelines you study in tattoo school.
No. Oh, my God.
What have you... Oh, you've had to wipe that up. God,
no.
That's
look,
not
I've never
under
had,
Rule
look,
16.
When, you know what? The only reaction I've had when I was getting a tattoo was, is this over soon?
Yeah, that's
I wasn't
right.
thinking about... Oh, Jesus.
This is
that
getting me hot and bothered.
Hey, up next, Karibo. We're going to talk to this couple psychologist named Greg Matos. So he penned a piece called The Rise of Lonely Single Men. Mm. And guess who isn't happy with that? The lonely single men.
It's all a bunch of emotive language,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, we've got the details on the other side of these.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
This guy is getting so much hate on Twitter right now, Crevo. His
name is
Dr. Greg Matos. So he penned this piece called The Rise of Lonely Single Men.
Oh,
you can imagine the lonely single men who are attacking him. So what he said is he hears a recurring dating theme from women who vary between the ages of 25 and 45.
Okay.
So I'm in this demographic.
Ooh.
They prefer men who are emotionally available, good communicators, and share similar values.
Well, that all just seems like regular, normal stuff, wouldn't you think?
No. The men are coming out saying, no, this is me. This means the women are too picky.
Oh, God.
Because we want like a good communicator.
I feel like that's a bloke with a fedora and a beard.
Probably.
That runs down
then
to his
again,
neck.
That's the way I see half the people on Twitter.
Yeah,
to
right.
be completely honest.
I think so
he says, the relationship gap, this relationship skills gap, if not addressed, will likely lead to fewer dating opportunities, less patience for poor communication skills, and longer periods of being single.
I feel like it's just for those men who aren't trying properly. You know what I mean?
And I'm just thinking, is this... Apparently, this is a new trend. So the way I see this is, obviously, the bar has been very low for a long time for the blokes.
Yeah. And finally, when they have to actually do something, they feel sad when they miss out on a date. Also, I think there's so much more choice out there now.
Yeah.
Like, with your dating apps and everything, you can literally look through thousands of people
exactly
to see one that you really like the look of.
Mm.
But blokes,
you're not just confined to who you found at a bar on Saturday night.
That's right, and blokes need to take advantage of that as well.
Now the women are saying, you know, obviously as I said before, the bar was set very low, but the men have clapped back saying they are outraged, arguing women are too picky and have double standards.
No, I think that's a bunch of gross men who aren't giving it a red hot crack.
He's actually getting so much hate mail because of this, and it's more likely than women, you know, back in the day, it was like, oh, you're going to be single for the rest of your life, and calling women spinsters and all that kind of stuff. The tables have turned. It's more likely the men who are going to be single now rather than women.
You know what? I think I think you're probably right when you explain it like that, because it's like you said, there's more choice out there.
Well, I'm a stickler for if your grammar is horrible, like texting wise, it's a no-go.
That's fine. You can have whatever rules you want. And that's the thing with dating. It's one of the last areas where you can be
in full control.
Yeah, you can really, really lean into what you only really love.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually lean right into that. If you're in the workplace, you can't say to someone, I don't like you because of the colour of your hair.
Yes.
Right? But if you're just in the dating world, you can do that.
Just swipe right or left or whatever I want to do. There's no thing. So, guys, poor communication, not being accepted anymore by women, just putting it out there.
Well, especially by you.
No. That's true.
Oh, full stops in the wrong place. No chance for you.
It's more the really annoying abbreviations that get me.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay, in a message I got the other day, someone spelt the word half with a PH.
Oh, that's just an absolute no.
It's a no from me.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
You know it's a good morning, good Tuesday morning, when it's just going on 6:04 and Crevo and I have already busted out the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, well, just very, very tired this morning. But I'm buzzing now.
The sugar hit's going to kick in. The sugar hit's going to kick in.
It already has.
Maybe Tyler might need a sugar hit.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's mine? Well,
look, you came in before and we didn't offer them to you. We're actually really horrible people. That's sorry. You know what? Come in during the song. They're sitting out on the desk.
I'll steal them and stash them for me and Jess.
Yes, that's good a move. Good move.
While you're doing that, we can play 5 in 10. How about that?
Sure.
Great plan.
You can
great
do the phones.
Plan.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, no. You're good at that. I'm not. 5 in 10, we're going to give you a category and then a topic related to that category to win yourself how much, Creva? $150 worth of Yumbo-rama.
Oh, my God. That's heaps of meals right now. Yeah. And they're just delicious, all sorted for you.
They're just heat and eat, aren't they?
Yeah.
How good is that? So all you got to do is name those 5 things in 10 seconds. If you want to play 131009, we're going to play 5 in 10 for $150 worth of Yumbo-rama.
The Novos.
Megan Crivo.
5 in 10. New FM.
Easy as, name 5 things in 10 seconds. Walk away with potentially $150 worth of Yumbo-rama.
Yeah, we still got a couple of lines open if you do want to play. 131009.
Yumbo-rama, local and fresh heat and eat meals delivered. How easy. How delicious. Let's find out.
So easy.
Today's category. Let's spin the wheel.
Round and round it goes.
Yes, we have landed on movies.
Oh, how good.
How good. All right, let's go through the phones. Who have we got?
Indeed, it's Joe in Cessnock. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Really good. Are you ready to name 5 things in 10 seconds?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
Oh, right. Best of luck.
Good luck indeed. You sound ready, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
Joe's like, just get on with the
right,
game, would you?
What is today's
freaking
topic?
Bored here.
What is our first topic?
All right, first one, Marvel characters.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to name 5 Marvel characters. Your time starts now.
Vision, Hulk, Wanda, Iron Man, and Thor.
Oh.
How do you even do it? You're an absolute genius.
Joe, how good. $150 worth of Yumbo-rama delicious meals coming your way.
Joe's absolutely thrilled about the situation.
He doesn't have to cook for a couple of weeks. Well done, Joe.
Have you ever heard a more enthusiastic yay in your life? Because I know I haven't.
Look, in her Joe's defense, it is like not even 6:15.
Yeah, I know that.
I'll give her that. Because you know what? If I want something at 6:15, I'll be like, yeah, all right.
Joe is so up and about. I love it. Absolutely love it. Meg, up next, this story is... Jeez, it's unbelievable. This guy over in Africa having a real deep sleep dream. Mm. And then suddenly, this is in his dream.
Yeah.
He grabs a knife.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how he got his hands on.
A bit of sleepwalking, maybe?
Perhaps. Cuts off a part of his body.
With the knife in his dream.
Wakes up. The whole thing is real. We got to get into this next because
it wasn't just a nightmare.
It wasn't a nightmare. It's a real deal.
Megan Crivo.
The Novos.
So, Meg.
I'm already horrified.
Yeah, I know.
I'm already horrified.
This guy in Ghana, basically, he was having a dream about slaughtering a goat because had to, you know, do that for a meal.
What you do over
right?
there.
You need some soup or something. That's yep. what you do. And anyway, he's having this dream about it. And then he wakes up and it turns out he has used a knife that was in the room and cut off his own penis.
Oh, my God.
So they rushed him to the hospital, yeah, did they reattach? Well, so let me just go through the story, right? So she rushed him to the hospital, the city hospital, which was a bit of a drive, and she actually got him a diaper to stop the blood flow.
Okay.
Which is quite good thinking, I think. They took him to the area hospital, like the big one in the area.
Yeah.
Turns out they're a bit low on funds at the moment, so they sent him to the training hospital down the road.
Oh, that's not something you want to be a training hospital for.
Do you really want to let the interns have a go at that? I'll be
not
right, thanks.
Really, if it's an important appendage, I don't want the interns.
So,
but then again, I'd be happy with any medical intervention at this point.
That's right. You would be right. The man has been identified as 42-year-old Kofi Atta, who is also known as Wafa Atta. Bit of a cheeky nickname, and I'm glad we got that detail in the story.
I'm so glad.
It's so
it
important,
changes
right?
the story.
It really does. It changes the vibe and the mood. You know he's a fun sort of guy because he doesn't mind.
Such an Aussie nickname, that
he doesn't mind to have a nickname, you know? Anyway, at the moment, look, he's doing okay.
Okay.
It's not known whether it's been successfully reattached or not at this point.
I'm in pain. I'm in physical pain listening
just
to this.
Thinking about it, right? The whole thing is a terrible, terrible situation, and it just serves as a real reminder not to keep knives in the bedroom.
No, it's not advisable.
They
like,
just don't need to be in there for any reason at all.
Look, some people do have them in there for protection. I know that much.
It's probably not a good idea.
No, you know what? Don't have it within arm's reach.
Lock it away or something.
Lock it away. Pop it in a drawer. Like,
oh, I feel sorry for this guy because it's just really... really
it's,
no
it's one
good.
Of those things though because there are times where you're dreaming something and you believe it is so real.
I know. It's you know what they say, if you see a toilet in a dream, don't use it.
Really?
Well, because what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah. But it's one of those things where like you're dreaming that you really do need to go to the bathroom and then like you try, I think I've been in this situation before.
Have you?
Where you're dreaming that you need to go to the bathroom and you're trying to actively wake yourself up so you can go to the bathroom.
Oh, interesting. Because that's that whole situation of when dreams become real. And Wafa Atta, he really, really has experienced
that. He's never going to live that down either.
No, I know. He'll always be known as that bloke in the village, won't he?
Well, I was going to say he'd be the new version of Chopper, maybe.
Well, he's done a bit of chopping this and that.
That's so unfortunate for him.
It's a tough day.
You know what? Fingers crossed the recovery goes well.
Yeah. It's been reattached. It's just like they need to know if it's going to be successful.
Yeah. Poor
good luck to him.
Our thoughts are going out to Wafa and his family and
no
any
doubt.
Potential girlfriends.
Especially his wife.
Oh, yeah, the wife. Forgot about the wife. Thought there was potential girlfriends on the cards.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
Now, poor Tyler is possibly dealing with a broken arm. I can't believe this. You went to the doctors yesterday and they couldn't even fit you in.
Yeah, I don't know if it was me or them, but someone double booked themselves and I rocked up.
It was them.
They sent me on my way.
Oh, with painkillers.
Tyler, as if you said to them, oh, what times have you got available? And they're like, oh, the only time we don't have available is 4 o'clock. You're like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's them.
We were discussing, though, yesterday, you have a thing for, like, broken limbs, basically.
Yeah, really love it, don't you?
Yeah, you live for it. So how many in total, how many broken bones have you suffered it throughout your lifetime that you know of?
So if this arm's broken, that'll be the fifth arm break.
Jesus.
But I've broken...
Get some calcium in there.
I do. I try.
But I've also broken both my feet multiple times. So if we're counting all the bones in my foot, one time I think my right foot was a bit more hectic than the left. I think I broke 4 bones in that foot. So that's 9 plus the other left foot. That's 10 in total, I would say.
10. So you've broken 10 bones.
Yeah.
All I can say is your bones must be made out of the same material. You know, inside a Malteser?
A malt.
It's just that, that's what your bones are.
Crispy, crumbly malt. Yeah. Goodness. Yeah. Hey, 13:10:09, can you beat Tyler's 10 broken bones?
Nobody's broken more bones than that.
Someone might have. If you're a sports person.
Oh, 10 bones?
You never know. I've
never broken one.
If you can beat Tyler's 10 broken bones, we could hook you up with 2 gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Sharks September 4 at McDonald Jones Stadium. Every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for those tickets. So hit us up, 13:10:09. Have you broken more bones than Tyler?
More than 10.
More than 10.
We'll
take your call.
Megan Prevo.
So we just put the call out, 13:10:09. Have you broken as many bones as producer Tyler? She's currently nursing potentially broken bone number 10.
This is just, and it's an arm as well. It's not like pinky toe every time.
Yeah, no, they're big bones.
5 arms you've done.
Now, I expected someone to possibly phone up to say, yeah, I've done like 11 or 12, maybe like a footballer or something like that who breaks something every time they play football. Like Andrew Jones used to break a fingernail every time he played football back in the day. But turns out,
I win.
No one in Huey.
Tyler. We'll organise you a medal or a trophy or something.
Well, I would love that.
Well, we did have Knights tickets up for grabs, but
I'll go.
Oh, look, we can try and get a corporate box for you, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You well, I was going to say, you're going to be in a cast and everything. You don't want to be down there with everyone else.
True. Oh, hang on. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
Tyler might have to answer the phone. Answer that.
Let's see what's going on.
But 10 is pretty intense.
Let's see if someone has broken more than 10 bones.
Oh, no, there's another one. Oh, no.
All right.
Jeez, okay. I think
things are changing here.
Very quickly. We gave you 2 songs to get yeah. your calls in. It turns out that's not the case. Who are we going with first?
All right. New FM, who do we have? Let's find out.
Hello, New FM. Who's this?
Matt.
Hey, Matt. Okay, you've broken more bones than Tyler.
Oh, it's not just arms. It's over time. So I've done my both wrists 3 times each.
What?
Okay, that's 6.
I've done my foot.
7.
So 2 breaks down there.
8. All right.
My right leg snapped in half.
Oh, my God, Matt.
So don't forget, there's a tibia and fibula there, so I'll count that as 2 breaks.
Oh, okay, we'll go with
it's
that.
It's 1 leg, bro. That's
and
enough.
And my collarbone, and I won't go any further.
Oh, my God. All right, Matt. Okay, you're in the running. Okay.
You're in the running. That's more.
Hello, New FM, who's this?
Yeah, it's Caleb.
Hello, Caleb. How many bones have you broken?
13.
13! Oh, all right, run us through a list.
Hello, Caleb. And turn your radio down. It's just 13. He can't even remember.
Well, both of them
are
in the draw for those Knights tickets. Jesus, yeah. Tyler, turns out you are not the most broken person in Newcastle.
I would just like to say, check in another 10 years or when I'm maybe, I'm almost 30. By the time I'm 60, I reckon that will have doubled again.
You don't play any sports, do you?
No.
Good. Keep it that way.
You never play a sport. That's a top tip from us.
You know what? Skip the sports and just do what's the goss.
What's up next?
Oh, Albo. He's getting on the booze at a gig. He's sculling beers left, right and centre. He thinks he's the next Bob Hawke.
All right. We'll get into the details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't see the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Yeah, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? What do you have for us here first?
So last night, the Gang of Youths, they're an Aussie rock band, wrapped up their Australian tour at the Enmore last night.
Lovely,
there was
yeah.
a special guest too, wasn't there?
Yes, indeed there was. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, he was spotted.
He loves them.
Yes. I mean, I can't blame him. They're one of the best bands to come out of the country. best modern rock bands, I would say. He's been spotted downing a skewy at the Gang of Youths concert last night at the Enmore. I just love this bloke more and more every day. I feel like he's better than ScoMo.
From what I've seen video-wise, he got like a hero's welcome when he rocked up.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Have you guys been to the Enmore? There's like a mezzanine floor above the GA area, he's standing front and centre, just sculling beers at lightning speed. And then when people realise that they're watching him scull a beer, he kind of holds up his empty glass and points at it. He's like, look, I did it. And everyone's like, yeah, we know, bro.
You're having a good time.
The whole theater basically just like lost their shit. It was great.
You know what? It's better than him going to Hillsong.
Yes.
Like old mate.
Yes. You know what? Yeah.
I don't think you can scull a beer at Hillsong. I don't think that's a thing.
Gang of Youths, more fun than Hillsong.
Absolutely.
And at the, you know, at that theater as well, at that venue. That's a cool venue.
Oh, it's the best. It's one of my favorite venues to see a gig at. It's so good. Mm. Now, in other news as well, Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian could potentially be starting an OnlyFans.
All they're going to do is sit around and give, like, business tips. It'll be something really dull like that.
Well, actually, Megan Fox has posted a whole bunch of photos of her and Kourtney, and it says, BTS of my Skims shoot with Kourtney, should we start an OnlyFans? The comment section has gone absolutely wild.
You know what? The worst thing is they would be the top OnlyFans account if they did this. They're not going to.
This is
just for publicity.
Oh, absolutely it is. But the comments, as someone has said, you make a million in 2 seconds. Y'all should just date each other. OnlyFans? Yeah. I'm telling Chris.
You know what? Chris would be all for it.
Yeah, she
I
would.
I don't think so.
No, I think she would.
It's another revenue stream.
Yeah.
As if she's not going to fall over herself to sign them up for that without them even knowing.
I'm not sure.
Because Kourtney's the one dating Travis.
So he and Machine Gun Kelly are best friends. So that's obviously why Megan and
Travis did one together, very interesting, would get a lot of traction.
I think the two girls will get a lot of traction.
Machine Gun Kelly, though, I don't understand the infatuation. I've never got it. Like, I love
Travis.
Love my punk tattoo guys. Machine Gun Kelly doesn't do it for me.
Would you watch one with Travis, Meg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without Kourtney.
I feel like they're both in the same realm, though. They're like just dweeby, skinny boys.
Yes, but I grew up with Blink 182 and not Machine Gun Kelly.
Feckle.
It's as simple as that.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Az. New FM.
Couldn't believe this story when you threw it to me the other day, Crevo. Two pilots have fallen asleep on the job. Pilots, the people in charge of getting you to and from a destination safely. What the hell?
Now, I do know, like, fatigue with pilots.
It's huge.
It's a big problem because they, you know, sometimes they're flying like 15 hours in a day.
Mm.
And you just think, how is that even possible? But they have to.
It was these two pilots for Ethiopian Airlines, right?
Oh, one of the premium ones.
Yeah, they were flying from Sudan to Ethiopia, right? And they were meant to descend to go onto the runway.
Time to land.
Yes. And it turns out they just kept on the flight path. And the people are trying to get a hold of them going, guys.
Hello.
Had to do like an emergency thing, all this kind of stuff. And then 20 minutes later, they've realized they've woken up from their peaceful nap and landed the plane safely.
Okay.
Thank goodness no
All's
one was
well
injured.
Ends well, yeah.
But how do you, like, I understand, as you said, fatigue is a big thing, but falling asleep on the job when you're a pilot, bit much.
Full on.
13:09, the awkward place you fell asleep.
Oh, on the job.
People have done this.
Yeah.
Like, I've missed stops before on the train. That's about it.
How far did you go, do you reckon?
So I was meant to get off the train at Fassifern, and I woke up at Fassifern thinking, this looks a lot like Fassifern. And it was.
Oh, no.
I missed it, and I ended up having to go to Morisset.
That's a
sadly,
real pain.
And then had to wait for a train back from Morisset to Fassifern, and then, it was a big schmozzle. 13:09, though. The awkward place you fell asleep. Best caller today up for tickets for Gold Reserve tickets, by the way, for the Knights vs Sharks, September 4 at McDonald Jones Stadium. Hit us up, 13:10:09.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Two pilots have fallen asleep on the job. How this happens, I will never know.
Very scary.
From Sudan to Ethiopia on Monday, and they've just fallen asleep as they were meant to be landing. Not ideal. You're meant to be getting people to and from their destination safely, my
Not
friend.
Not sleeping.
So we're asking on 1309 the awkward places that you fell asleep.
All right, Gabby is in Madawi up first. Tell us, what's the awkward place you fell asleep?
Hey, guys. So I was asking for months to get to go to this engineering conference.
Yeah.
I was begging. They finally got me a ticket. I very foolishly stayed up all night the night before, possibly out dating, and basically got home, showered, went straight to the conference, and they started talking tunnels, and I was just straight out.
Oh, no, Gabby. How much were the tickets to this conference?
Oh, it was hundreds of dollars, and I had my project manager sitting next to me. He went with me, and he knew I was asleep. Next thing, I got this very sharp elbow in the rib.
Oh, he's looking out for you at least. Oh, thanks, Gabby. Someone commented on our Instagram, Cheryl, said a male friend of mine fell asleep at a strip club.
Oh, my God. Do you think he might have had something that lubricated him a little bit?
Possibly. There's a high possibility of that happening. Let me be real.
Okay, Josh up next in Maryland. Hey, yeah. Josh, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Really good. Where did you fall asleep?
Yeah, me and my partner were going to the Royal Easter Show, and we didn't get far. We got on at Cockle Creek, and I don't know how we did it, but we had fallen asleep before we'd got the gospel.
Yeah.
And then they did the changeover go back into Newcastle.
Oh, you didn't switch, did you?
No, I didn't get off the train. Oh! So we're thinking, yeah, right, okay, everything's good. I've just stripped it back off again. And then next thing you know, as Meg said, she turned around and said that she saw Fassy. Oh. And then all of a sudden, I just freaked out.
You've already backed
in. You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, I said, oh, no. So what's going on here? So then it was also, since it made it worse, on the way back, so then we had to go all the way more or less to Cardiff.
Yeah.
And then we had to wait for another hour or something, so by the time we did that, it would have been 11 o'clock in the morning, at night by the time we got in. So
no.
We ended up missing out and going to the show, and we've never been since.
Oh, Josh! Oh, you poor bugger! And the worst part is, when you go into Cockle Creek, it's not a main station.
No.
So if you miss the train, it's normally like 1 to 2
really
hours
hard
between.
To get. Wow.
Oh, sorry, Josh. That's unfortunate.
Sounded like Josh was about to have a nap just now. I think
Michael,
he loves sleeping.
Michael's commented as well, saying, sober in a bottle shop cool room.
Yeah, right. Real sober.
It's the cool air. I fell asleep in a movie theater once just because it was very cold watching Lord of the Rings, a three-hour movie about, hobbits.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is excellent. Nah, must have been the cold.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it or loathe it, up next, producer Tyler will be in to get our thoughts on today's daily topics. Oh, of course, only one rule. No fence hitting. We just have to pick.
Yep.
Love it or loathe it.
All right, we'll do it next.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, very simple. All we do is get a daily topic from Tyler and we have to decide, love it or loathe it. A quick snap decision, no fence sitting, okay?
Tyler, what have you got for us?
Bacon, vodka.
Oh.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Gross.
That is disgusting.
You guys are wrong. There's something amazing about that because there's certain like whiskies and stuff that have these sort of bacony tones and things.
Like I think smoky flavours.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Well, a brewing co out in New Zealand has shared it, saying bacon and vodka, two of life's greatest treats, so much so we've decided to combine them. And yeah, it says that there's an infusion of flavours not found anywhere else. Serve it on the rocks. You can make it in a Bloody Mary. Very smoky, very sweet.
Now you've said Bloody Mary.
I think it sounds
great. I can kind of get behind that, possibly.
Gross.
Maybe I'd have to give it a go. But then again, I'm not. I don't think I've ever had a Bloody Mary. Isn't it just like tomato?
It's tomato juice with Tabasco. Sometimes they put an oyster in it. If you're feeling spicy, it's gross.
I don't like a Bloody Mary. I don't like tomato juice. I think it's all gross.
If you go to the bar, are you asking for shots of bacon vodka? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It says you can have it in a Bloody Mary or you can shot it. So there's one review on this bottle on their website.
Okay. So it's not selling too well.
Well, so far. Maybe it's a new product. We don't know. Totally wasn't sure, but purchased it anyway. I think I'll be buying more. First sniff, didn't smell too bacony. First taste, yep, it's bacon. Settling in with a bacon lemonade. I cannot wait to buy tomato juice now. Bacon Bloody Mary. Everything tastes better with bacon.
Bacon lemonade. No.
No, bacon lemonade sounds good. No. Have you ever tried bacon with maple syrup on it?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'll have a pancake with bacon
so
and maple
good.
Syrup.
Good.
No, I hate bacon with anything sweet. It's got to be bacon, bacon.
You missed out. Meg, you do not understand bacon.
So, in other words, what I'm getting out of this is Christmas is 4 months away. Creevo, you're getting a bottle of bacon vodka.
Yeah, that sounds great, actually.
We shot that during the show.
Yeah,
drink responsibly,
amazing.
Of course.
Hey. We wouldn't be doing that on the job. God.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Us and drinking, I don't think so.
No.
The Novos.
With Megan Creevo.
Megan Creevo.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Yeah, very simple game. Creevo's holding an item, so am I. Only one of us, though, is telling you the truth. One of us is telling you a cheeky old fib for grabs today. Two gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Sharks.
Awesome.
September 4 at McDonald Jones Stadium. Very
this is
exciting.
Brilliant, right?
Who have we got, Creevo?
It's Brad and Jules. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
That's the way. Well, you know how this works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You just got to be the human lie detector today. Who would you like to go first, myself or Meg?
I'll have Meg go first.
Okay,
all right.
Meg.
Someone is trying to stir me up here, Brad. Someone has dropped off a copy of Selena Gomez's album Rare into the studio, knowing full well how much I don't like Selena Gomez. Well, her music anyway. So what it is, it's a brand new copy, fully wrapped. So what I'm going to do is take the plastic off the CD because why not? Now, on the front of it, apparently it contains the singles Lose You to Love Me and Look at Her Now. I don't even know what Look at Her Now is. Let's open the actual CD. Take the CD out. I'm going to bring this sound down, actually. Take the CD out. It's a white. It's all white, actually, with a picture of her on the front and a picture of her when she was, like, maybe 6 or 7 on the back.
This is Meg googling Selena Gomez CD and grabbing a CD.
Shush yourself. Let me take the CD out. And can I fling it across the room?
It's your CD.
You know what I'm going to do, just for my sake? Just chucked it in the bin because that's where it belongs, Brad.
As if she would do that with a brand new CD.
Yes, I would for Selena Gomez. All right, Creevo, what do you have?
Okay, Brad. So, you know how much I like Nutri-Grain, Meg. Talk about it all the time.
You don't. I've never seen you eat a bowl of cereal in your life.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't eat it in here. I have it at home.
I'm sure
right?
you do.
I'm not crazy. So, on catch.com, they had this deal where it was 6 boxes of the 756-gram packet for $24, which is a great deal because normally that's like $8. Yeah,
okay.
So I've bought that, and I've got the case here. I had it ordered and brought it into the...
That's just a box you grabbed from the car.
Right, so I'm going to open it up here.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, it's just an empty box. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, in here are my 6 boxes of cereal. And $24, who could go past it?
Okay, you need to shake up some of this cereal.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Shake the cereal.
Don't make me.
Shake the cereal, Creevo.
There's no need for that.
Because you don't have any cereal. That's why. It's an empty box.
No, it isn't. Look, Brad just knows that this is the truth.
Sure.
And
okay.
That's all that matters. So, yeah, in here
Can
I have...
Can you shake the box for me?
Yeah, shake the box of cereal for me. Oh, that is totally not it.
So there you have it, Brad. 6 boxes of Nutri-Grain.
Right.
Great deal. Check them out on Catch, actually.
You don't eat cereal. You barely eat anything
Catch, huh?
All right.
Yeah, you know Catch.com, yeah, Brad?
Yeah.
It's a
he's
good
full
deal.
Of it. He doesn't buy anything from Catch.
Do,
Brad,
they do good
you've got a question. You've got a question for either Creevo or myself?
So how much was the CD?
Oh, the CD. We get them for free here because it's a radio station. All the record labels send us CDs. And someone decided to put it in the studio for me because they know how much I hate Selena Gomez. Just as a slipping me the Mickey kind of thing.
Yeah, so where did they get that from?
Pardon?
What website did they get that from?
What do you mean, the CD?
Yeah.
Oh, the record label just send us CDs all the time to play on the radio.
Who's using CDs anymore, by the way?
Oh, they use them as promotional activities for us to give away to listeners.
All right, so our listeners sent that in to you.
Yeah. Oh, no. So one of the record labels sent it to us.
The story's going all over the shop, isn't it, Brad?
Oh, yeah. And like you would use Catch of the Day. Crap. All right.
Can you put the CD back in the case?
Hold on. Hold on. It's in the bin at the moment. Hold on, Brad.
How's this whole rigmarole, Brad? It's pretty funny, isn't it?
All right. Here we go. So I've got the CD, the actual CD case I threw in the bin. So here's the actual CD. And we'll tap it against the actual plastic case.
That's there you go, Brad. That's a full song and dance, isn't it?
All right, Brad, who's telling the truth, Karevo or myself? It's tough, isn't it?
Well, you've got to make a decision.
I feel like I'm going to go with Karevo.
You think Karevo's telling you the truth?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Brad, what he's got is an empty box.
It's just a box.
I'm the one with the Selena Gomez CD I literally threw into the bin.
You had
Brad.
A good crack, Brad, but you get nothing.
That's unfortunate. Sorry, Brad.
That is sorry about
Don't
that.
Don't treat yourself to a $1 coffee at 7-Eleven,
Well,
eh?
This is the thing, Meg. We've got some sad news about that. I'm a big $1 7-Eleven coffee fan.
Yeah.
I love getting it, and you get like the muffin for $2 with it or whatever it is.
You love a deal.
I do love a deal. Something very sad news about that.
Oh.
The $1 coffee days are over, my friends.
Unfortunately,
this is
rest in
massive
peace,
breaking news. I'm not sure why Jess wasn't all over it, but
we'll
we're
talk to her about that later.
We're going to fill you in on this next.
Megan Trevo,
Novos.
An absolutely devastating news this morning from 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
they've just put this post up, and producer Tyler rushed it in here and said, "Guys,
you got to cover this.
This is absolutely essential.
Wait, do I need to do this?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the $1 coffee is coming to an end.
This is just ridiculous. How dare they?
I know. It's been my favourite
thing. How dare
they? A dollar coffee has been one of the last bastions of hope for inexpensive things. When lettuces went to $11, you could still sip on a $1 coffee and go, the world's going to be okay. But
maybe even a $1 Slurpee as well.
Get around this. It's going to $2.
They're doubling the price.
Oh,
that's a bit much. Okay, a double price hike.
If it went to $1.10, I get it. But $2, oof.
Yeah.
The Slurpees, like you mentioned, they're going to be $1.50.
How dare they?
That's not quite as bad, but now, still an absolute aberration.
If they start doing this, that means your Maccas and your Hungry Jacks, their Slurpees and Frozen Cokes, they're going to go up. We know
that.
Well,
that's right. Everyone,
if 7-Eleven can do it, so can we.
Everyone will be doing it now, and you know that things are just getting out of control.
How many times a week would you have a $1 coffee from 7-Eleven?
I reckon once.
Once a week at least?
Yeah, at least once. That's
so
going to cost me another
price,
$50 a year.
That's a bit much.
Some weeks I'll even
so
have
sorry
two.
For your loss.
I know. It's terrible. It's not that, though. It's just the comforting thought to know that it's there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always want it. Sometimes you want a better quality coffee, or sometimes you want one from home.
You want to make your own,
but just to know that $1 coffee is there when times are tough.
Well, they are giving you the option, from what I did read from producer Tyler, that if you bring your own cup, you will get it for $1.50.
It's still a 50% increase.
Still a 50% increase, but the good news is this isn't coming into play until October. You've still got one more month.
I know.
Of getting your $1 coffees, get your fix in.
And I appreciate they've given us warning.
Yeah.
But I'm still devastated.
It's very similar to when they do a health insurance premium hike. They give you a couple of months' notice.
It's much worse than that, Meg.
Very great of them, gracious of them even, to give you this 2 months' worth of notice.
Tradies in their utes all across the country this morning will be crying when they hear this.
See, I can never get a coffee when we come to work in the morning because you've got to pay through the window.
Oh, that's exhausting.
It's never actually open, so...
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I did have a drink of any sort from 7-Eleven.
Really?
Well, I'm not a fan of the hot chocolate they do, and I don't drink coffee, and I don't drink Slurpees.
Well, you're missing out on all the good drinks.
But I understand. I understand.
Coffee and Slurpees are it.
The cult following that surrounds the $1 coffee from 7-Eleven.
No, it's a sad day. Anyway, Vale, the $1 coffee, you
not,
will be missed.
Not for now.
Oh, in October, whatever.
Couple of months. Where are you going to go now? Are you still going to frequent 7-Eleven, or are you going to try and find $1 coffees elsewhere?
I'll be on the search.
Because there are some other servos that have started to do this. It's usually no good. Is 7-Eleven coffee actually good? I assumed it would be crap.
It's, for what it is, it's the best value.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good value.
Because you're a coffee snob.
It's good. It's good for what it is. I mean, it's not like a delicious 10 out of 10, but it's, you know, 6,
Crazy.
7.
Really?
Yeah, it's perfectly good.
Okay, just quick question, because we know coffee in America is really crap.
Yeah.
Is 7-Eleven coffee, the dollar coffee, better than American coffee?
Better than anyone I've ever had there.
Really? Yeah. There you go. That's all you need to know.
That is it.
Hey,
news
time up next with Jess, and we just found out some pretty sad news about John Farnham. He's got cancer.
Oh, no.
Which is really unfortunate. Jess is going to have the details on that on the other side of this. She's getting treatment, which is great. But she's going to have the full details in your news update next.
Local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh, my friends, we have $10,000 worth of fuel up for grabs.
That's great.
How good is this? $10,000 tank toppers. We are playing right now. 13-10-09. If you want to give this a go, it's a bit of a trivia game. We're going to give you three questions. Mm. Now, the thing is, you don't have to get all three questions. You can choose to opt out of the couple, but you'll only get it like a smaller amount of fuel. So the first question, worth $50 in the tank.
Yep.
Second question, worth $100. Third question, $150.
That's right.
Yeah. So basically, if you get the first one right, you can opt to play for the $100. Yeah,
that's right. If you get it wrong, you lose it all.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but it is the name of the game.
This is good.
If you want to play, 13-10-09, we're playing New FM's $10,000 tank toppers. I'm hitting that
gas. Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's
$10,000 tank toppers.
Right now, someone could potentially walk away with $150 worth of fuel.
How good.
Three $50 fuel cards, three questions. Get something wrong, though, you lose the lot.
That's right. Do you want to be a gambler? Gamble responsibly.
Of course. With the fuel. Yeah.
That's how we're doing it.
We're going to the phones, Crevo. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, Shane is in Metford. How are you doing this morning? Hey, Shane, how are you?
Oh, no, Shane.
Oh, no, Shane. Step number one.
Oh, Shane, no.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give our producer, Tyler, just a minute to call Shane back. All right? If not, 13-10-09.
Is he there or is he gone?
You might sneak in again, all right? But this is it. Step number one to winning fuel.
You've
got to
keep yourself on the line.
Be on the phone. Like, pull over somewhere safe and legal and make sure you've got good reception.
If not, we're going to have to go to someone else.
That's right. Tyler's sorting all this out.
Come on, Tyler.
It's a bit of a back-end situation.
You know what the funny thing is? The phones are lighting up. It's like, oh, you know what, Shane? Tell him bye-bye.
You know what that is? It's the primal instinct. Yeah. People just sense a weakness, don't they? And they just strike. They strike like a lion on the Serengeti.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
For the fuel.
Yeah. People, they sense, oh, Shane, he's gone a bit weak. This is my chance.
I don't think we can get Shane back.
Okay.
I think he's gone out of reception. Tyler is answering the phones now to get us someone else.
That's
fingers
right.
crossed.
That's all right. We'll have someone
Are these
else
questions quite easy today, Crevo? You've got the list there.
I would say they're easy. Yeah, I reckon I'd get them all.
All right. Fingers crossed. We're going to Heidi in Head and Greeter. Hey, Heidi.
Hello.
Hello. You're not going to hang up on us, are you?
No.
Good. Yeah. No.
Heidi loves free petrol.
I'm gay.
Oh, she's got it in her. I love this. All right, Crevo, question one. Now, we're going to give you 5 seconds to answer each of these questions. Let's go with question one, Crevo.
You ready?
Yeah, baby.
Which Australian city was the first to host a Summer Olympics?
Sydney.
Zero fuel for you.
That's it.
It was Melbourne.
It was was Melbourne. What, 1956 or something
it
like
was,
that?
Yes, geez, it was. You're good. I wouldn't have got the year. I would just would have known,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you learn in primary school that just never leaves. Couldn't tell you what I did yesterday, but sorry, Heidi. Damn. We're going to play Right Across the Workday, though, to hopefully get you some fuel, hopefully give some away today.
Yeah, it's $10,000 worth to give away, which is just awesome.
Bugger.
What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What have you got for us?
So Billie Eilish isn't happy about her wax figure. You guys should see it.
All right, I'll be Googling photos of this.
I'll be looking into that.
The Novos.
If I don't see the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? So what's this Billie Eilish situation that's happening?
So over the weekend, the Hollywood Wax Museum revealed their new wax figure of Billie Eilish, and you guys, it looks nothing like her.
Let's have
now,
a look.
Now, I haven't
pictures.
Looked at the photo yet. I wanted to wait to get the reaction.
Oh, my God.
yeah, okay.
She looks very sad, and she looks like
but
someone
she always
has
looks
put,
sad, let's be honest.
But this one looks ridiculously sad. It looks nothing like her, and it looks like someone has put a little bit of poo on her top lip. Like, she looks like she's disgusted in life.
Okay, the eyes make sense, because that's her general eyes. They always look like she's half asleep. But the rest of her... The hair looks like Ashley Simpson circa 2002.
Yeah.
No.
It totally doesn't look like her at all, like you said. I think it's the vacant look, stare. I mean, yeah, she does have that bit of a sleepy look often because I'm guessing she's a up late at night type of person.
It's also the clothes. That's not something Billie would wear, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think she'd be wearing pearls. She's got like these weird BB... Mother of Pearl brooches on
With a white, like cotton blouse.
You should see some of the comments on Instagram. People are going wild. They need to stop making these wax figures. Maybe they need to melt this and redo it. That's
and
Britney
the hair's
from Glee.
Throwing me as well. I know she's blonde now, but when I think of Billie Eilish, I don't think of, like, the well-kept hair.
Why don't
I think
they do, like, the green? Signature, yeah, the signature green.
I know she doesn't have it anymore, but, like, come on.
I know.
It's the wax figures can be very creepy, actually.
Now, looking at, like, people posing with the wax figure as well, it looks like a blow-up doll.
Yeah, it's nothing
it
like
really
it.
Does.
Do you guys, are you guys attracted to going to the wax museum?
No, interest.
I've never thought, oh, I must go there and stand next to a bunch of people that are made to look like other people.
The closest I've ever come to standing next to a fake celebrity is, I don't know if you know, Wonderland back in the day, they used to have the cardboard cutouts.
No.
I think I've got a couple with Jason Priestley and maybe Keanu Reeves from when I was like 4 years old.
Oh, my God.
But that's
what
as far
a
as it goes.
I've been to this Hollywood Wax Museum and you feel like that they're going to move and jump at you. It's a little bit terrifying.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want a blow-up doll version of Billie Eilish jumping out at
you
me. That's
sure,
for sure.
No.
Also, just quickly as well, in some sad news, as we heard from Jess, John Farnham has been diagnosed with cancer and has been rushed to a Victorian hospital for some emergency surgery. We don't know too much more. They've released a statement saying we've recently discovered that John has a cancerous growth.
Yeah.
He's been admitted to hospital this morning for surgery and ongoing treatment.
Oh, look, at our thoughts and family, you know, because it's real tough something
real
like
tough,
this happening.
Real tough, absolute icon too.
I've got some serious John Farnham fans in my family who will be very devastated to be waking up to this news.
So I know in particular when I was being born, my mum was angry because apparently my birth was going to interrupt a John Farnham special on TV.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare my birth interrupt a John Farnham special? So, you know what? Much love to him and his family at the moment.
God,
speedy recovery his way, fingers crossed.
It's the news no one wants.
No, not at all.
No family's ready for that.
Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
And I'm absolutely fuming this morning because the commercialisation of Christmas this year has gotten completely out of control. They're already flogging off the decorations at Costco.
Wait.
It's too early.
I'm looking forward to some Mariah Carey, let me tell you.
It's still over 130 days to go. Everyone, what they're doing is whipping people into a frenzy so they start buying all the gifts now, but it's too far out.
See, I'm a sucker. I'm normally, arranged, a couple of months in advance.
Even a couple of months is fine.
Not four.
It's out of control.
Costco's already got their decorations up. Yeah. I saw that the other day. You were just in disbelief.
I can't believe it. I think they should change the law.
Really?
Yeah, and make it illegal this early.
A bit extreme. We're going to the phones, 1379, if you want to get involved. Adonis is in Borrigal. Hey, Adonis.
What's up with you? How you feeling, supermodel, man?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Christmas, do you like it in 4 months beforehand?
No. It's depressing because all you're thinking about is the paper you're going to have to spend. You know what I'm saying? All the family members, everybody going to start hitting you. All of a sudden, you ain't heard of them all year. Christmas, everybody going to start texting you and, how you doing? And they love you just so you remember how much to spend. It's too early.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's got their hand out when they hear Christmas already, right?
I'm telling you, Cravo, it's going to be depressing. I'm telling you, especially if you got kids, they all looking at you sideways. You know, and then if you go to Costco, no, for real, they're going to look at you at Costco like this. And then, you know, they're going to see the Christmas present. They're going to give you that eye like,
yeah.
Daddy. Don't forget to buy me a lot of things.
You're like, it's absolutely crazy. Not. You, if you had it your way, it wouldn't be till December.
No. For me, you don't put up Christmas until what they say. Oh, you know, they got that 15 days for Christmas.
12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, that's
Give me 6 days after December start. At least 60. Give me the first week of not having to think about how much paper we're going to have to spend on Christmas. Just give me that little bit of week.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Adonis.
Thanks for calling the show, man.
There you go. Well, there you go. 6 days after December 1st, that's the way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
According to Adonis.
I like his method. Much better.
Up next, it's a gift for me, early Christmas gift for me, actually. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Alan's hiring some taste testers.
That's right, yeah.
Now, I'm not a big fan of lollies, but I do like chocolate. And turns out Kit Kat were doing the same thing. Guess who's got herself a side gig? Taste testing for Kit Kat.
Are you serious?
Actually legit.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Got a nice little email to my inbox the other day, Crevo. I did apply a couple of weeks ago to be an official taste tester for Kit Kat.
See, this is amazing. It's an actual job you can get.
Yeah, unfortunately, I found out after I applied, they don't pay anything.
What?
But.
Oh,
I do get free Kit Kats. And Yeah.
You're mad for the cat.
I love a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Love a break, have a Kit Kat. Now, the thing is, I applied for the Alan's Lolly one, even though I'm not a big fan of lollies, and then I saw the Kit Kat one come up at the same time. I'm like, why not?
Kit Kat would be, that's more up your alley.
I love chocolate. I'm a chocolate sucker.
You're a sucker for a finger. You grab a finger.
Look, you know what?
Snap
maybe.
One off.
You know, the Kit Kat chunkies are definitely my thing.
Yeah?
That's for sure.
You like a chunkier finger.
Chunky Kit Kat. Yeah, absolutely. So I got the email. Congratulations, Megan. You have been selected to be one of our break experts. We are getting ready to send you out one of our latest innovations.
Ooh.
You will receive a delivery in the next few weeks, so keep an eye on your mailbox. I got this about a week and a half ago. Man, I have been going out to the mailbox every single day.
Just with looking bated for breath, it. Yeah.
Waiting for my delivery from Kit Kat.
Well, you just can't wait to have a massive finger.
Yes. Well, the thing is, like, I love that, you know, when the Milo one got announced.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I was searching all over town for the Milo ones. I finally got them. They're pretty good.
Okay.
How
would you rate it as a professional raider?
Well, I am a professional Kit Kat raider now.
Yeah.
I give it about a 7. I don't think there was enough Milo flavor packed into it.
Right.
Like, normally when you have anything Milo flavored anyway, it's like when you have a glass of Milo, it's like 60% Milo, 40% milk.
What was the texture like inside? This is me still testing you.
Yeah, very crumbly, very like Milo crumble texture.
But it wasn't powdery.
Well, a little tiny bit, but that's what you expect with Milo. You wouldn't expect anything else.
No, I was thinking like, is it more crumble than powder?
No,
you know what I mean?
More crumble than powder.
So obviously added something to it.
Now, my thought process is, since now I am an official taste tester for Kit Kat, can I give them my ideas?
Well, you would think so.
Like future flavors for Kit Kat.
Imagine that they're like, oh my God, Meg, you're actually a genius at this. We need you on our team.
And I'm going to know some of these, hopefully, Kit Kat flavors before they come to the shops.
Oh, that's it.
Which is very interesting.
Leak them on the show.
I probably won't leak them on the show because I'll have the.
What? They're going to fire you?
Well, they'll fire me from the free gig that they give me free.
Exactly. They're not going to fire you.
I love our listeners, but at the same time, I'm not missing out on free chocolate.
Oh, as if they're going to find out. Just leak that stuff, Meg. You got to share.
That's the reason they gave me the job. Because I found out where I worked.
Could be. Anyway, you got the job and a lot of people will be jealous
right now. I've got my first idea on flavour for the next one.
What are you thinking?
I want a Kahlua. Kahlua flavored Kit Kat.
That's actually a good one.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
I love how you're surprised. It's actually good.
Well,
what would you bring to the table, Creeper?
Well, maybe we should go down this liqueur sort of way.
Yeah.
And Bailey's is right up
Bailey's
my alley.
Bailey's Kit Kat.
Yeah. That would probably be, that's better than
Kahlua. You know what I'd love? If they could, like, I know the idea of the Kit Kat is the finger. Mm. However, if you're going to do the Bailey's or the Kahlua, can you turn it into a straw and you can suck the Bailey's through the Kit Kat straw and then eat it?
Nothing like sucking on a finger. That's what they say.